This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good morning. If you haven't planned your weekend plans yet, and it's supposed to be a beautiful one, plan to come out to the 23rd annual Hillsboro Old Time Tractor Show. Here's Judy Probst with more information.
Okay, well, the first Old Time Tractor Show was July 27th and 28th of 1996. It was down Main Street in Hillsboro, Illinois. It was put on by Main Street Partners. At that year, we had like 63 participants, and we were down Main Street 2 years. And the second year, it was like 100 degrees, and it was really hot, and the asphalt was sticky. So the next year, we got permission to go to the Lake Hillsboro Park, which is out past the golf course in Hillsboro on top of the hill before down by the Fireman's Club. That's where it's at. And so that we've been there ever since. In 2012, the Montgomery County Farm Bureau started sponsoring us, so they've been helping us since then. We have other sponsors, but they're our main sponsor.
And the show is taking place this weekend, correct?
Yes, it's the 21st and the 22nd out at the park. We will be having sign up around 9 o'clock, or you could do earlier than that for you guys that like to get out earlier. You can bring it even Friday evening, because we will be there Friday most of the day also setting up. And so if you want to bring your tractors Friday evening, that'll work too. We will have registration, and then at 10:30 on Saturday, we're having the tot rod pedal pulls. They're put on by Paul and Stephanie Callan from Assumption, and that is being sponsored by Weiss Power Equipment this year. So they have graciously decided to sponsor it. So that should be a lot of fun. So we'd like to have a lot of kids out there. And then we're going to have a tractor parade uptown, 11:30, and the big tractors are going to go down Main Street, I believe. And then we will start tractor games, big tractors and garden tractor games around 1. And they do all kinds of silly things. they pull a chain and put it in a box. They blindfold race. They do horseshoes. Just
commode.
Yeah, the commode. That's a popular one. It's a commode and where you throw toilet paper into buckets with commodes on them. But it's kind of cute and it's kind of funny. And I'll do all kinds of crazy things, but we have a lot of fun. Then on around 2 o'clock, we stop and have the little kids have pedal tractor races. That gets kind of wild sometimes because you have to stop and they want to keep on going down the hill. But we have prizes for the little kids. Everybody gets something, and then they get trophies for the prizes. And also in the tractor games and the lawn tractor games, there's first, second, third prize. So we just keep things going out there.
And there's no registration fee on any of this,
correct? No, there's no registration fee. Everybody gets a show button. This year it has an AC tractor on it. And I think probably there might get some little goodies along with it. And then we have, but anyway, and we also have drawing for bigger prizes. We have, just giveaway prizes, and then we pull people's names out of the hat for bigger prizes. So we do that 2 days in a row.
Yeah, it sounds like an affordable, fun way for the whole family to get out and enjoy the outdoors, because it's supposed to be fantastic weather, only in the 80s and sunny, so hopefully you don't have 100 degrees.
I'm hoping it doesn't rain.
Yeah.
Yeah, but just everybody bring their tractors out. They don't have to be shiny. They can be just out of the field. They can be rust buckets. We don't care. Anything unusual is cool. We like that. They can bring any implements out too, because we have a class for implements.
Mm-hmm.
We give a trophy for the best implement display. So I'm trying to see what we have. You can bring old truck. That would be nice. It was kind of neat today. Mm-hmm. A lady from Grafton called, and she says, "I seen your flyer." And I thought, oh, okay. She says, "Oh, I love Hillsboro." She says, "Can we bring our old pickup and put in it. I said, well, sure you can.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if you can just come for one day. That'll be fine. We don't care.
And the lunch and breakfast will also be on site.
Right. We have the Luck and Buck is going to do breakfast and lunch. And we also have Oakley's from here in town coming. This is their first year. And Sweet Addictions is going to be out there. So there's ice cream and Hawaiian ice, I guess they call it. I better not say snow cones. And Kettle Creek popcorn might be there. They said something about coming. So we're hoping they will come.
Yeah.
So there should be enough food for everybody out there and hopefully a variety.
That's my dad's favorite is the popcorn.
And every penny goes to the Montgomery County Cancer Association. Everything goes at any dollar you get, it goes to them to help people.
Yeah, and I think that's great. I think that's a great cause, and it's great that all of the proceeds go to that, because you don't see it very often that all of the proceeds go to something like that.
Yeah.
Usually it's like a portion or something.
Yeah, no, every penny we take in goes to that.
And if anyone has any questions or want to know more, where can they find that information?
There are several on the committee I'm being pointed at. I'm Judy Probst. My home phone's on here, which is 217-538-2054. My cell is 217-851-0397. Andy Theriak, his phone is 217-534-2414. There's Arlen Kasten, 217-341-8690. And then Jim Langheim, 217-710-1514. So you can call any of us for information. We'll try to help you. I might not know all the answers. I might have to ask somebody else, but I'll try.
As always, there are many local agriculture events going on these next weeks. The Gillespie FFA will be once again selling sweet corn in the United Methodist Church parking lot in Gillespie. They will be selling from 8 to 11 a.m. today, Friday, and Saturday. Be sure to come out and get some sweet corn before it's too late. The Shipman Picnic continues tonight, and once again, the Southwestern FFA will have their booth open. Stop by and buy some garden produce and enter the raffle to win a Yeti cooler filled with a Southwestern FFA t-shirt, hot dog sticks, cool-down towel, cooler lights, and can koozies. The Madison County Fair begins on Tuesday next week. There are multiple livestock shows throughout the week. More details to come next week, so tune in for those. That's all the time we have on your Morning Farm Show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.